Two new comedies about collegiate life have opened, With Honors and PCU. Guest film critic Kevin Whitehead says neither deserves very high marks.
Any student wanting to escape end-of-semester blues can safely hide out at With Honors or PCU. One indication of how realistic these campus comedies are is that a total of one teacher figures in the plot of With Honors, and none in PCU. In old school movies, the big bummer was getting scolded in class by Professor X. In the new films, academic disaster is watching your computer crash. Not that these movies are sociologically accurate. With Honors is the story of how a wise homeless man teaches four Harvard undergraduates lessons in living they won't get from books. He's played by Joe Pesci in his first film in weeks. Joe dresses like Friar Tuck and spouts some old-world philosophy out the side of his mouth.
Women, ain't they perfect?
Not always.
Yes, they are. They're perfect. Don't matter if they're skinny, fat, blonde, or blue. If a woman is willing to give you her love, Harvey, it's the greatest gift in the world. Makes you taller, makes you smarter, makes your teeth shine. Boy, oh boy, women are perfect.
With Honors is mostly as wholesome as it is hokey. It encourages comparisons to Dead Poets Society. But it's truer to a student's worldview. In this movie, death is not for young people. Joe Pesci isn't nearly as grating as his Bowery accent, and I like the juvenile leads for whom he plays matchmaker. Brendan Fraser, star of Encino Man, who looks like a chunky Harry Connick, and Moira Kelly of the teen classic Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me. Harvard's lone faculty member is played by Gore Vidal, Fraser's mentor until Joe Pesci comes along. In class, Vidal mocks politically correct jargon, but later he caves in where it counts. He approves the kid's senior thesis, not because of his fuzzy ideas, but because he's sincere. Conservative educators will get no comfort from the movie PCU either. The prospect of a right-wing college comedy is appealing. Such lowbrow and low-budget campus movies most always lean to the left, as they depict the class struggle between plebeian students and an entrenched power structure. PCU threatens to portray politically trendy students as heavies, but like a bad term paper, it doesn't follow through on its stated premise. It's stated by Jeremy Piven, who plays that beloved college movie type, the 30-ish undergraduate with a receding hairline.
It's a whole new ball game on campus these days, and they call it PC.
PC?
Politically correct. And it's not just politics, it's everything. It's what you eat, it's what you wear, and it's what you say. And if you don't watch yourself, you can get in a buttload of trouble. For instance,
we have right
see these girls?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Those are women. You call them girls, and they'll pop your figs.
That last bit is typical of the riotous humor here. The good news is George Clinton plays for the big dance. The bad news is there's dialogue like, oh my God, George Clinton. What's most annoying about PCU is that all the cardboard feminists, potheads, black militants, and hippie activists are extraneous to that same old story, grungy underdogs versus campus fat cats. Any flash of wit is offset by the increasingly tiresome David Spade as leader of the bad preppies. It's a tribute to PCU's intellectual rigor that, at the end, after all the students pledge universal tolerance, they immediately run right-winger Spade off campus. Then again, maybe PCU is a sly critique of eroding artistic standards. It's so up to the minute, but empty, it makes you appreciate the enduring classics, like Animal House.
Kevin Whitehead is Fresh Air's jazz critic. He's filling in for film critic Stephen Schiff.